Acts chapter 27. We have the Apostle Paul. He is there, and he has made his plea to head to Rome. And in Acts chapter 27, what I want to say is this. As far as where I'm from the port of Bonsecours, Alabama. This area is a harbor. It's a place that you can leave the Gulf of Mexico, come into the bay, run down the ICW, go up in the Bonsecours River. And if you have a vessel, like you have a very expensive yacht, you can put it in that river and it is safe. There's no storm going to bother you. It's just a harbor, just a beautiful harbor. And you know what I found? I found that salvation is sort of like finding a harbor. I don't know if you've ever heard the song, Harbored in Jesus, Safe and Secure, you know. Also, finding a good church is like finding a harbor. A good church is hard to find. What I want to do just for a few minutes, I want to say some things about this church and that I found out already, and I think it's good, and I'm not saying this for any reason whatsoever outside of the fact that it's so very important. This church should be like a harbor. Now, let me explain to you what I'm talking about. The book of Acts, Acts chapter 27, all the way down to verse 8. You're supposed to talk about the context of the passage and all this. I don't have time to do that. I'm going to do 3 or 4 hours worth of work in just 30, 40 minutes, so we got to just dive right down in here. Paul is headed to Rome, all right, he's on a ship, all the way down to verse 8. It says, and hardly passing, it came into a place. It said, when we had sailed slowly many days, he's on the way to Rome, and scarce were come over Cnidus. It says, the wind not suffering us, we sailed into Crete over against Salmone, and hardly passing it, came into a place which is called the Fair Havens, nigh unto was the city of Lycia. Where is Paul at? He's in a place called the Fair Havens. What's the Fair Havens? The Fair Havens was actually the south side of Crete. Crete was laying sort of east and west. What they'd done, they went under the bottom side of the island. On the bottom side of the island, wind was blowing this way. They was on the back side of the island, what's called a lee beach. It was quiet there. This was a place of safety. It says this, the Fair Havens, all right? A harbor is a place of safety. You stand with me now? Harbor is a place of safety. All right, now, salvation is like finding a good harbor. So we're safe in Christ, right? So finding a good church is like finding a good harbor. This place should be a safe place. You said, why? I'll be honest with you. As far as churches are concerned, some churches are not safe to go to. Think about it just for a moment. Some churches, as far as music is concerned, as far as we think about the teaching of the Bible and the Word of God, we think about Bible doctrine. You know, there are places that you could go. In fact, in this area here, people went into that place, and this morning they heard error. They heard some things, my friend, instead of providing some help for them, as far as salvation of soul, it maybe caused them to put their trust in something else beside Christ. You understand what I'm talking about? You say, what are you saying? I've already found out the gospel's preached here. So this should be a safe place. Amen? But let's go further. We think about a harbor. A harbor's a safe place. Finding a good church is a safe place. I'm glad tonight, or I would not have come here, I know I'm in a safe place. A place where the truth is presented. 1 Kings chapter 9, quickly. 1 Kings chapter 9, we think about what God allowed Solomon to do as far as the building of the temple. And he's doing so here all the way down to verse 26. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 26. And Solomon made a navy of ships. Where at? It is in Geber. It says, which is beside Eloth. And my wife has actually been here in this area. As far as this navy of ships, where were they built? On the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And in verse 27, 28, he sends them out. They bring back things that's needed there for the nation of Israel, especially for the temple there. So I find a harbor is a place of safety, but a harbor is also a place of building. Say you want to build a huge ship. What you do, you gather all the materials together and you go out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico and you start putting it together, correct? No. It has to be built where? in the harbor. Within 300 miles of where I live is some of the largest shipyards in the world. We think about, once again, a harbor. Oh, it's a place of safety, but a place of building. So if I'm in Christ and when I get saved, what should happen to me? I should be growing as a Christian. 1 Corinthians 3:9, ye are God's building. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, rooted and built up in him. Then this church should be a place of building. There should be a building program here. I'm talking about where people hear the word of God, they hear Bible doctrines, and they grow in grace. From Sunday school all the way to us big people, constantly being built. You understand what I'm talking about? I was in a church, it's been a while back, making some passing comments, you know, and I asked some very simple questions. Very few people in the whole audience could even answer little simple questions. They were in a church. There was no building going on there. They just came. They enjoyed the services. They enjoyed the music. They enjoyed being with one another. But their knowledge of the Word of God was poor. Growing in grace. In the book of Acts again, Acts chapter 27, I at least show you one of the things we're doing with Fishers of Men Ministries. In this place right here, this church right here, this should be a place of safety. This should be a place of building. And in Acts chapter 27, something else is here all the way down to verse 14. A good church, what does a missionary need? He needs a good church. It's a place of safety, a place of building. Acts 27, verse 14. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclodon. It is a heavy wind coming in, all right? It's kind of like a hurricane, what we would call a northeaster. Verse 15. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive, and running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat. In other words, they had to do some repair work. The weather was taking, and as far as the seas and the ship just bouncing around out in the ocean, oh, I've been there, done that. Have you ever seen a program called The Deadliest Catch? Been in that situation, except not the cold weather. But as far as we think about a vessel is concerned, every vessel sooner or later needs some repair. I have an uncle. His name is James Nelson. He is hence passed away, and his son owns this shipyard. What they do with that boatyard, a vessel will come in. Maybe the bottom of the boat just needs cleaning. Maybe it's full of barnacles and things. Or maybe there's something wrong with the rudder, something wrong with the shaft. And what they'll do, they'll put it up in a little area, and they have a travel lift that can pick up to probably a 150-foot boat, and they just pick the boat up out of the water. You can look under the bottom, and you can see all the problems. And if there's a problem, you know what you do? You repair it. One thing about a church is supposed to be a place of safety. It's supposed to be a place of building, and it's also supposed to be a place of repair. Preacher, just year after year after year in pastoring, I watch people come through the door, and what I would do, and I would say, Lord, send me strong people. Send us strong people. Send us some strong people. And you know what the Lord would do? Sometimes the Lord would just send us some people who are wounded, people who are hurt. Send in some people that just need repairing. I'm telling you, these people go up and down this road. They need some help. Have they seen that sign out there? If God knows that this is a place of safety and a place of building, someone needs some help, God may just move them just in here one Sunday and they park out there. Oh, could they hear some things to help them be repaired? That is being done here. Let me congratulate you on that. As far as a missionary, he has to have a place. He has to have a strong place, you know, a place where you know he's safe. We can recommend people there in this building, and there's repair. Psalm 107, and this is the last one. Psalm 107, a local church, should be not only just a safe place, just like salvation. I am safe and secure in Jesus Christ. A place of building, a place of repair. Psalm 107, verse 28. It's gotten real rough. David's talking about the seas. And said, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, in verse 28. And he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm. so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired. They're able to leave the stormy life, come in to their desired haven. I'll say this, I believe the local church is a good place to come ashore. I ran a number of times from south past Louisiana across the northern part of the Gulf to Mobile Bar Pass. And making that run across there took about 8 hours. Just my luck, from time to time, we took places at the wheel, as far as wheel watch is concerned. Sometimes my place was right before daylight. What a horrible time to be at the helm. Right before daylight, like from about 3 to 5, just hard. My time, up into the pilot house, we had the automatic pilot in gear. The captain said something like this. He said, within about an hour, you'll be able to see the lighthouse, Sand Island Light. And he said, when you see the light, you can correct our course, either a little more to the north and northeast or a little more to the north and northwest. But you can correct your position that's there. What I do is I take, and of course, being a young person, I wasn't as tall as I am now, sitting behind the helm and sitting up in the captain's seat, and just sitting and watching, and watching, and watching, and watching, and watching. It was nothing, just nothing, just dark. The horizon was dark. And so what I did, I would get out of the pilot house, go up the bow of the boat, and step up there up on the anchor davit and the bits that was there, and just stretch and look as high as I could look. And all of a sudden, there was that light. That means I'm heading home. So correct my position. Before long, I am going in Mobile Bar Pass, going around Fort Morgan here for the ICW. Of course, the captain takes the wheel that's there. And the closer I got, the more home just was, how do I say, just more exciting for me. There's a red beacon that's a turn beacon to be able to go up into the Bonsecours River and around that beacon. And I'm to the front of the boat because of the fact that I was real good with throwing a rope and lassoing, piling, and doing real good. Captain said, wang up on the front, you know. And we went around Parks' Seafood and around Aquila. And I was just getting more nervous by the moment. I'm home. He said, why were you so excited? There was someone on the dock waiting for me. She was there on the dock. And so we round Aquila Seafood and then up toward, and sometimes we unloaded Aquila Seafood, sometimes Parks, sometimes Bonsecours Fisheries. But wherever, we came to the dock and tied the boat up, bow line, stern line, spring line, and I jumped off the boat. And it was just weird. You step off on level ground, and you've been doing this constantly. And, you know, you got sea legs. And so off the boat, stand there for a few minutes, and there she is. I like a local church. It's a place where, in the ministry that I've been in, the churches I pastored, most of the people, they would step out of this life, step into glory. They bring the body in, and we just give them a good send-off. A good send-off from a local church. Now, I know they're already in glory, absent from the body, present with the Lord. I know that. I know the Bible doctrine about that. But to come ashore through a local church. If I lived here, I'd probably go to this church here. And if something was to happen to me, I would have said to this preacher beforehand, I said, bring me in front and have a church service. Let's just have a church service. And send me off. I know I've done off. I know I'm off. But send me off through a local church. A local church is a good place to come ashore.